Yes, it is income tax day for some, anyway. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 15th day of April. Thanks for being here. In other news, consumers are still consuming, big time, in March. New federal rules about being able to take time off due to pregnancy issues has made the news. Sources say that Tesla will begin cutting staff. Trump social media stocks trade to lower. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Netflix is betting on smaller screens. We'll explain. For the interview, you'll meet Aaron McKinney from the Iowa Outdoor Store. What happens when you lie on a federal firearms form? They're called straw purchases. That and more coming up. But first, the news.
Insight on business news and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful that you're along for the ride again today. For the majority of Americans, today is the date when you must file your 2023 federal income tax return. Don't think you can file? Well, today is also the last day to request an extension. That action buys you 6 extra months to file and greatly reduces any potential penalties or interest charges you might face for filing late. The IRS has received over 101 million returns by April 5 and processed just over 100 million. The average refund to date is $3,011 compared with $2,878 last year at the same time. Meanwhile, the Internal Revenue Service recently announced that around 940,000 people still haven't submitted tax returns for the 2020 tax year, with many awaiting refunds. Nearly $1 billion sitting in the pot. And you've got until May 17. Wall Street fell as investors continued to fret about interest rates, the attack on Israel from Iran, and a jump in Treasury yields. The markets opened higher on some great news from the retail sector, but fell as the day went on. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Yes, consumers are still consuming and at a brisk rate. The Commerce Department reported that retail sales rose 0.7% last month, almost double what economists had forecast, after rising 0.9% in February. The February figure was revised upward. That comes after sales fell 1.1% in January, dragging down in part by inclement weather. Excluding gas prices, which have been on the rise, retail sales still rose a solid 0.6%. The snapshot offers only a partial look at consumer spending and does not include many services, including travel and hotel lodges. But the loan service category, restaurants, registered an uptick of 0.4%. All of this suggests that the Fed will not be in any hurry to cut its preferred rate, and that war on the markets. New federal rules are out, and some folks are not very happy about it. The AP is reporting that workers are entitled to time off and other job accommodations for abortions, along with pregnancy-related medical conditions like miscarriage, stillbirth, and lactation. All of this under the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, according to finalized federal regulations that were published on Monday. The regulations provide guidance for employers and workers on how to implement the law, which passed with robust bipartisan congressional support in December of 2022. But then sparked controversy last year when the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission included abortions in its draft rules. The language means that workers can ask for time off to obtain an abortion and recover from the procedure. The act requires most employers with 15 or more employees to provide reasonable accommodations for a worker's known limitations related to pregnancy, childbirth, or related medical conditions, including fertility and infertility treatments in some cases, unless the accommodation will cause the employer an undue hardship. The EEOC's regulations, which will be used as a framework to enforce the law, will go into effect on June 18. Tesla, facing a reduction in sales, is going to cut roughly 10% of its staff, all of that according to multiple media reports. CEO Elon Musk detailed the plans in a memo sent out to employees. The layoffs could affect about 14,000 of the over 140,000 workers employed by the Austin, Texas company at the end of last year. The New York Times and CNBC reported that Musk's memo said that as Tesla prepares for its next phase of growth, that, quote, it is extremely important to look at every aspect of the company for cost reductions and increasing productivity, end quote. News of the layoffs was first reported by electric vehicle website Electric. The stock price for Trump social media fell on Monday as investors seemed to lose interest. Trump Media and Technology saw its shares fall by more than 18% and settling at $26.61 a share. At its height back in March, the stock was selling at $66.22 a share. Even in the face of a rousing retail sales report, Wall Street suffered yet another losing day as investors digested the strong retail numbers that suggest the central bank will not begin cutting rates anytime soon. And they also worried about the response to the attack on Israel by Iran and other rogue nations. The Dow fell by 248 points to close at 37,735. The Nasdaq shed 290 points to end the day at 15,885, and the S&P 500 was off by 56 points to close at 50.67. West Texas Intermediate crude was flat at $85.55 a barrel at news time, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury rose to 4.614%, a level we had not seen since early in November of last year. And finally, there is this, and this is about how Netflix wants to roll going forward. The New York Times is reporting that Netflix's new head of film has no intention of following the traditional Hollywood studio model. Dan Lin, who took the reins in March, wants to make movies better, cheaper, and less frequent, concentrating on less expensive genres like romantic comedies and staying clear of large upfront payouts to stars. Netflix will continue to largely thumb its nose at theatrical releases, since the streaming giant already boasts an industry-leading 260 million global subscribers. All right, click ahead for the interview with Aaron McKinney, who runs the Iowa Outdoor Store in Fort Dodge, Iowa. Aaron was recently interviewed by CBS affiliate KCCI about a straw purchase of a firearm, but that was only 30 seconds long. We gave him more time to explain that story, along with some other issues like gun show loopholes. Thanks for listening.